What if the very thing you've been taught to hide, shame, and silence holds the key to your power? Consider this. The most degrading insult in English is also the source of all human life. For thousands of years, women have been systematically disconnected from their bodies, their intuition, their pleasure, and told this disconnection is normal. Meanwhile, we negotiate less, apologize more, and even wildly successful women admit to feeling like frauds. The revolution begins not in boardrooms or protests, but in the radical act of reconnecting to what's been stolen, your own feminine power, your own body, your own voice. This isn't another empowerment manual telling you to lean in or work harder. It's an invitation to remember something ancient and sacred that's been buried under 5,000 years of patriarchal conditioning. When you reclaim your body as divine rather than defiled, when you stop outsourcing your power to external authorities, when you learn the language your intuition has been speaking all along, everything changes. Not just for you, but for every woman watching you rise. Picture a 6-year-old girl visited by the goddess at night, terrifying at first, then producing weightless warmth, insides turning to liquid gold. This feeling of being utterly present and besotted with life is what we're born knowing. It's the experience of being fully connected to your divine nature through your physical body. Yet, somewhere between childhood and adulthood, that river of goodness dries up. The enthusiasm that should be every child's birthright vanishes, replaced by a gnawing sense of not being good enough. This isn't personal failure. It's systematic training. We learn to turn off our emotions, sensuality, intuition, and voice. The search for reconnection often leads to joyless places, religious institutions worshiping only masculine divinity, therapy sessions increasing self-doubt, self-help books pathologizing your nature. But the goddess isn't somewhere out there. She's inside you, waiting to be remembered. Begin reconnection simply. Prepare your home as if for an important guest. That guest is you. Light candles. Create beauty. Look in the mirror by soft light. What you'll discover isn't vanity. It's the radical act of recognizing your own divinity. Why choose the most loaded word in English? Because reclamation requires naming what's been defiled. Vagina refers only to internal anatomy. Vulva is anatomically correct, but lacks resonance. Yoni feels borrowed. But when a woman says pussy, something shifts. She smiles, laughs, feels delightfully rebellious. The weight swings toward her rather than against her. Consider the economics. 125 million women endure genital mutilation worldwide. Childbirth has been medicalized to override women's natural wisdom. Our bodies generate fortunes through sex trafficking, medical industries, and feminine hygiene products designed to eliminate our pesky fragrance. These profits rarely benefit the women whose bodies are commodified. The absence of the feminine is the absence of pleasure, of listening to our desires, dreams, and feelings. Feminine energy favors enjoyment, inclusion, and sustainability, while masculine values prioritize production and domination. When you allow your body to lead, you reclaim raw joy while igniting your full aliveness. This comes at a cost, your membership in a culture that demands your silence. Your body is a sophisticated intelligence system, constantly gathering information from your mind, unconscious patterns, hormones, nervous system, and environment. She warns you about toxic jobs, dangerous situations, and unsuitable partners, but you've been trained to override her wisdom with logic and fear of seeming difficult. She thrives on acknowledgement, appreciation, beauty, and pleasure, but she's exquisitely sensitive to displeasure, shutting down when sensing impatience, criticism, or being rushed. She's your truth detector, turning on when feminine values are honored, turning off when you're devalued. Rehabilitation begins with simple practices. Set hourly reminders to place your hand on your lower belly for 60 seconds, noticing any warmth or communication. Try Panty Free Friday, a secret weekly holiday that creates energy and rebelliousness. Carry a hand mirror and greet yourself several times daily with genuine affection. Practice for 3 weeks and journal the differences. You'll move through predictable stages: revulsion, scientific curiosity, affectionate interest, pride, and finally rapture, experiencing awe at being the portal to life itself. Most people know more about male anatomy than their own. The center of sensation is far more extensive than visible, an iceberg with most structure internal. Only about 20% of women achieve climax through penetration alone, yet this remains the cultural standard. What do women actually want? Ecstatic pleasure, and then more of it. While breastfeeding and watching a film about Renaissance courtesans, a profound realization struck. These women were keepers of beauty, pleasure, and aliveness. Unlike prostitutes, courtesans were custodians of the sacred feminine, who connected people back to their souls through sensual encounters. When a mother training her daughter said, "If you want to give pleasure, you must know pleasure," it echoed a fundamental truth. You cannot give what you haven't cultivated in yourself. Courtesans weren't just kept women. They were luminaries who consorted with kings and inspired artists. Self-made from nothing, they transformed disadvantage into opportunity. Cleopatra smuggled herself to Julius Caesar in a rug and seduced him into helping her reclaim Egypt's throne. Their secret was developing knowledge of being fully alive as a woman. This inner light, not conventional beauty, was their magic. Modern women can reclaim this legacy. Develop beauty rituals, daily practices that honor your body as sacred. When you approach your body as an altar rather than an enemy, everything transforms. Living your desire means accepting rupture, the breaking open that remakes you. From the Latin to break, rupture shatters us through devastating loss or wonderful change. The question isn't whether it will happen, but whether you'll let it destroy or transform you. The romance that disintegrates, the career that implodes, the loss that brings you to your knees. Without ruptures of this magnitude, you'd continue living small, waiting to be rescued. Having dreams come true, and then losing them, throws you into bottomless anguish that's been living inside you since childhood. The rupture isn't punishment, it's excavation. Women stumble into the 4Ds: disenfranchisement, I don't fit in, disapproval, I disapprove of myself, devastation, I can't recover from loss, and depression, I'm too despondent to engage. We learn to choose these over radiance by watching generations before us. For rupture to deliver its gifts, embody your pain fully while being witnessed by other women. Wear black, dance to loud music, beat pillows, express your feelings completely. Being witnessed by supportive women who don't try to fix, but instead midwife the rupture, makes it transformative. Your willingness to feel deeply is revolutionary. After devastating rupture, survival depends on your inner fire. Your aliveness transforms unexpressed grief into fuel rather than poison. Pleasure is your choice, activated by intention, not circumstances. Babies naturally glow with self-love, but girls lose this radiance, absorbing cultural judgments. Negative judgment kills radiance. Thinking you aren't pretty, thin, or smart enough dims your light. When facing cancer, one woman saw it as a chance to go higher, an opportunity for transformation. The daily practice takes 5 minutes. Celebrate 3 things you're proud of, express thanks for 3 blessings, name 3 specific things you want. This helps you find what's right, appreciate life during hardship, and claim desires as divine guidance. Fuel your radiant fire through movement, sensual clothing, beauty rituals, and regular pleasure. Pleasure requires 3 stages: planning, preparation and anticipation, execution, the experience, and sharing highlights afterward. This final step allows you to digest and absorb joyful experiences. In a world that has spent 5,000 years teaching women to disconnect from their bodies, their intuition, and their power, reconnection is revolution. Your willingness to speak the unspeakable, to honor your body as sacred, to prioritize your pleasure, this changes everything, not just for you, but for every woman watching you rise. The goddess isn't coming to save us. She's been inside us all along, waiting for us to remember. When women inhabit their radiance and help others do the same, we create an unstoppable force. Your desires aren't selfish, they're divine guidance. Your pleasure isn't frivolous, it's your power source. Your body isn't broken, it's sacred.